Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And this past Sunday, we experienced Pentecost Sunday. You may recall that this was a time where God's Spirit came out of heaven and descended on those in the upper room. This was the beginning of the birth of the church worldwide, the Holy Ghost Nation of God, under the government of God. And that is our message today.
We're seeing one nation under God. One nation under God. And my first thought was the Pledge of Allegiance, that he's talking about America being one nation under God, which he did say. But then from there, it went to all the nations. He started talking about Iran. He talked about England, Nigeria. He talked about the different nations. And then that's when he gave me scripture later on in the week. He said that he's called us as one nation under God. Every kindred, every tongue, one people, not just America. It's every people group in this earth has been called to be one nation. We're all one complete nation worldwide under God.
Here is this week's message.
Now, this is different because a lot of people talk about our Pledge of Allegiance, but this is prophetic. And he said the word under God is highly prophetic. It was meant from the very beginning. And it's all throughout scripture. He took me to Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, where they're talking about what's going on in heaven. He said, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, no man could number, all nations, all kindreds, and the people, tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, palms in their hands. Okay, that's Revelation 7, 9. Revelation 14, 6 also says this. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Okay, so this God designed to reach every people group in this earth, no matter what nation they're from. Again, Mark 16, Jesus commands his disciples, which are those of us who are saved. And he said unto them, this is verse 15 of chapter 16 of Mark, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. So what he's saying is every nation in the earth has been destined to hear the good news of God's kingdom. Why? Because he's calling us out of each tongue, each kindred, each people group, and each nation to become one nation, one holy nation, as it said in 1 Peter 2:9. It's a holy nation. So he's taking us out of the unholy nations, the ungodly nations, where we're under idols. And he's saying, come up to Jesus Christ, and I'm putting you in a holy nation where we're all connected as electorate. They called us the elect, which means we're called out like our elected officials, but we're called to represent that holy nation of God. And so this is the word he's given me for this season. So when you see the fighting and the wars and bickerings going on, he showed me clearly what that was about. It's not about the nations not getting along. It's about the enemy realizing their people and their nations are being called out to God Almighty, the God of heaven. And that's what's causing the stirring in Iran. That's also what's causing the stirring among Muslim people around the world, even among Jews. They're realizing there's something bigger going on here than just my religion, separate Jews, Muslims, or Christians. No, it's not. There is a God who's the God above all of this, who's saying, come up higher, get out of your denomination, get out of your faith, seek me, the one and true God of the earth, the king of the universe is what he's called himself. He is the king forever. His throne rules over all. He rules over the heathen. So we got to get a mindset is not that we're Americans or that they're Indians from India, or that they're people from Pakistan, or that they're people from Iran or Iraq or wherever. No, we have to think higher than that. So how do we watch the news? How do we deal with things that we're hearing in the news? All the stirring, even the stuff you see coming out of China, because the church in China is growing so rapidly. The church in Iran is growing rapidly. God is moving by his spirit on all kindred, tongues, and people in this hour to bring in the final harvest. So what's going on is the enemy is fighting back. He's pushing back because he's like, no. Our system of whatever the religion or the government that's governing these people is being shaken. Everything's being shaken because God says, I'm calling my people out of every nation, 200 plus nations. I'm calling them all to me because they were mine originally. Now, here's the thing. People don't understand. He's taking us back to his original plan and purpose when he created Adam. Adam was supposed to, and Eve was supposed to be the parents of a righteous people regardless. But then they sinned. So now God's got to find a way. Now all these nations are broken up here. He's got to bring them back to his plan. And how did he do that? With the gospel message. And that's why Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. But it's just not the world. It's in all the sectors of the world, places of the world, where people do business, where they live. That's where he wants us to speak the gospel. And that's why this message is so powerful. It's so powerful. When you see the wars going on, it's because the leaders of those countries know they're being overturned. And he says here, they know this is why they keep the people under. That's why they try to destroy the people. But the Lord says there's an uprising. The things are being turned upside down. The people, their prayers, that will come forth. And I heard in my spirit for a new government. I'm hearing a new government of God, where they're hearing God and obeying God, restoring prosperity to people, restoring freedom to the people in Jesus' name. And I said, I see this so clearly. These people are blessed. And I couldn't contain myself. I'm like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. It goes back to the things that the Lord has shown me years ago. This is really interesting because the Lord had shown me years ago that this was going to happen. I saw him coming after the Muslim people. I knew he loved the Muslim people, just like he does the Jews and other faiths. But specifically these, because they have a heart to go after a God, Allah, not the true God. But I've heard so many testimonies from Muslim people who were in desperate, dire needs, where some has been help, some has been financial, and some of it has been severe persecution, where they called out for God to help them. They called Allah, nothing happened. When they called out God, Jesus showed up. And that's how a lot of them got converted. They know the God of the universe is Jesus Christ himself. So this whole thing, this going on in these last days, as he said, there'll be wars, there'll be nations and kingdoms against each other. It's solely because God has a group of people that he's calling out of those nations, out of those kingdoms, out of those areas, from every kindred, tongue, and people. And he's telling them, you are now under my heading as one nation, a godly nation, a holy, righteous nation worldwide under Almighty God.
That is the message. That is the message for this day and time. That is the reason that Pentecost is such an exciting time. It was a time when God's Spirit came down upon those in the upper room. This was the beginning of the Church of Jesus Christ. Now we go back to the book of Acts. They talked about how there were cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, the amazing thing is there were people outside of the upper room, outside of the buildings, who actually heard them. And they said that their people outside heard the goodness of God in their different languages. And all of these different countries, they mentioned Parthians and Medes and Elamites, as well as those from Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia. These were saying, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And then Peter got up and explained what was going on, because this was what the prophet Joel had prophesied. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the importance of Pentecost. God poured out his spirit on all nations, and he continues to do so that people can come to him. This is the birth of his worldwide Holy Ghost nation, one nation under God's government. And that is what has to happen and continue to happen until Jesus comes back and puts his throne here on the earth. So that's essentially the message for today. God bless and keep you. I'm glad you were here, and I'm praying that you dig into this and let the Lord start revealing to you what's going on and the importance of being filled and moving with the Holy Ghost in these last days. Because it's not only about the nations, but it is also about the prosperity of the nations. The enemy has a plan to take the whole world into poverty and to begin rationing things. But God is saying that is not his plan. For God's plan, if you follow the Holy Spirit, is to bring wealth, unseen wealth from the kingdom into all the nations. So that's the whole plan that God has here. It's bigger than anything you can imagine. A full manifestation of his kingdom as it is in heaven, so it shall be here on the earth in Jesus' name. And that is the message for today. May God bless and keep you. We'll talk to you more next week as we continue with our Government of God series, because there's so much more to come. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.